Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Charlie Gribben from Bartlett Regional Hospital. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for being here today. What do you do over at Bartlett?
My official job title is infection preventionist. I've been a nurse at Bartlett for 13 years, and in the last three, I've switched over to infection preventionist. And what that means is exactly what it sounds like. I prevent infections. I look for clues as to why people get sick and try to help make that risk lower for all people.
Mostly dealing with infectious disease, things that spread.
Yep, things that spread.
Great. And thanks for doing that, by the way, keeping all the rest of us healthy. You're here today to talk about flu season. So has flu season already begun?
Yeah, yep. Officially, according to the CDC, flu season in the U.S. is October 1st through March 31st. And it hits different regions of the country at different times of the year. And Juneau is very unique. As we all know, we get visitors from all over the world. So they bring us different viruses and bacteria. So sometimes we see flu in the middle of the summer. A lot of cruisers come with it. But our highest rate of illness is in the early spring, late winter.
Have there been any cases so far?
This week, no. It's actually pretty low activity right now in the state of Alaska.
And what is the flu? Just so everyone knows what we're talking about here.
Right. Yeah. The flu. It's a virus. It's a virus that attacks our upper respiratory system. And it loves that cooler air passages of your nasal passages and your upper pharynx. That's where if you swab for the flu, and that's how we test people when they come in with symptoms. We swab and it comes back positive with DNA from the flu.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And I understand you might have some questions for me today, even though I'm usually the one who asks the questions. I'm willing to flip the script a little bit just for you, Charlie.
I had some colleagues help me out and we came up with a little quiz. So what is the most protective behavior you can do in flu season?
The most?
I've got A, B, and C here. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Take vitamins or get enough sleep.
Oh, wow. Probably avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you got it.
I'm glad you gave me multiple choices, though, because my first guess would have been off, I think.
Here's another multiple choice. What makes your risk of getting the flu higher? A, being over age 65. B, having diabetes, C, pregnancy, or all of the above?
Oh, I'm going to say all of the above on that one.
Yeah, you're right.
So good. I definitely thought A and C. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know diabetes was like, gave you like an elevated risk factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just having high blood sugar helps. I mean, doesn't help you fight off the flu or any infection. All right. Last one, true or false? You can get the flu from the flu shot.
False.
Nice. That always comes up.
Yeah, many people do think that that one is true. And that was actually one of the questions I had for you today is how do you respond to someone who says that?
I acknowledge that we're giving you a vaccine or you're wanting the vaccine or not wanting it or hate that you feel crummy after you get the vaccine. But that's how you know it's doing what it should do. It's stimulating your immune system, and that takes work. It stresses you out a little bit, and you're going to feel mild symptoms from the flu. That's how you know that you gave your body a little dose of an inactivated flu virus, and then your body's going to create antibodies to fight that off. So you're teaching your body what to do when you come in contact with the wild-type flu virus.
Well, what percentage of the population will experience those symptoms approximately? I get it every year, and I've never felt that way.
I know. I hardly ever do. It depends on, like, what's going on with you. Like, some people may have, you know, we're exposed to viruses, bombarded with them daily. There might be some common respiratory viruses already in your nose, and then you may have a little stress going on, and then you just feel like you're coming down with something. So I would say, like, you know, 50 to 75% of the people that get the flu vaccine will feel that general malaise, a little tiredness. I even had some of my employees come back and tell me that they were really irritable this year, and they had never experienced that. So, maybe. Yeah, it's definitely a whole lot more mild than the actual wild-type virus. You don't want the real thing.
Maybe you just want an excuse to kick back after you get a flu shot.
Yeah. You know, I try to emphasize the fact that stress is a big part of getting sick. You want to reduce stress, get enough sleep, you know, be kind to yourself, have a positive attitude. I mean, all of those things kind of like sound voodoo, but it works, you know, good attitude helps.
I think most people can agree that stress affects you physically.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nice that to hear a medical professional take a bit of a holistic approach to some of that too.
Oh,
treat the whole
yeah.
body. I have a couple other questions about maybe dispelling myths. So what do you say to people who claim they don't need the flu shot because they never get sick or they never get the flu?
Taking care of, at my job, I used to take care of just one patient and one at a time as a bedside nurse. And now I take care of a whole population of employees and I educate the public. So vaccines have a more population-based approach and it's not about you. A lot of people are healthy and they won't get the flu. That's fine, but vaccines are for, what makes them more effective is when you have a large percent of the population partaking in it and you decrease the overall risk to the population because you want to protect those that can't get the flu shot, that are more at risk. Like I said, a pregnant woman, somebody over 65, maybe your next door neighbor is fighting cancer and you don't know when you shake their hand, you passed on something that could potentially kill them.
So there are people in the population who can't get the flu shot. We get the flu shot to make sure they don't get sick
right.
from us. Whether or not the flu makes us sick, we can still pass it around.
Right.
And that's how herd immunity works, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like with this measles outbreak last year and part of the spring, it's you need a higher percentage of people vaccinated in the community to reduce that risk because some diseases are so contagious. So the flu goes around, and it's not just as simple as getting a cold. It's a lot worse than a cold.
And what do you say to people who say, I got the flu shot, but I got the stomach flu anyway?
Well, that kind of goes into the stomach flu is definitely different than
the flu.
So the
flu shot doesn't vaccinate against the stomach flu.
No. There's lots of different illnesses out there, lots of different viruses that cause illness. We don't know what you have, definitely, unless we get a sample and we test it. So there's a lot of the clinical symptoms. And the clinical symptoms of flu is a fever, and it's a fever over 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37.8 Celsius with a cough and or a sore throat. So that's your clinical diagnosis of flu. What makes, you know, do you have the cold or the flu? You definitely know it's a longer illness. You've got a body ache, severe headache, and you're homesick for at least 2 weeks. Did I answer your question?
I think so. And I think that when some people talk about the stomach flu, they're talking about something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the norovirus.
And with all of these illnesses, they're spread via the secretory secretions, you know, snot and saliva that come out of your nose and mouth. That's how they're spread, by touching, by coughing or breathing in somebody's face really close. It's the droplet form of transmission. And you can spread that, like I said, by touching your eyes and your mouth and then not washing your hands in between and then touching something else.
Right. And this is the time of year when we all get a little bit closer.
Exactly.
And are a bit in more confined spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, knowing that you can't vaccinate everybody or can't, you know, get everybody to come in and get the flu shot. What else can people do besides getting the vaccination yearly to keep themselves from spreading the flu?
A new family member that might, with a new diagnosis of cancer, I recommend that everybody around them get the flu shot. So anybody that can does. So, or get enough sleep, definitely wash your hands, do less stress, stay away. you know, when you are
stay home when we're sick.
I know like I do so much at work and I like really try to be there every single day. But if I'm feverish and I don't feel good, there's not doing myself any good or anybody else if I'm at work. So that's one important thing that I try to stress is stay home when you're actually sick.
Great. That's great news. Mm-hmm. I know that another thing you wanted to talk about, apart from what people can do on an individual level, are some new things happening, some new developments around the flu that are happening at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Would you tell us more about that?
Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
I'm here to remind you.
I interact with infection preventionists all over the state of Alaska, and we are, you know, we're hundreds of miles away from Anchorage, but we're only a plane ride away. So this year we've collaborated with all the different hospitals and we have a weekly meeting so we can talk in person about the activity that's happening now. Like, how many people have we swabbed? How many people are sick coming into the hospital, the ER, with flu-like symptoms? And then how many people are actually positive with the flu? And then we can gauge our activity level. And so what we're doing at Bartlett is I've got signs made, kind of like the fire danger signs, like low, medium, and high risk. Mm. I have a low activity level so I can, you know, let people know that, you know, we're not seeing lots of cases of flu. And that'll get them warmed up so that when March hits, like last March, Bartlett alone had more than 70 positive flu cases. And that's just more than double of what last year's cases were. So I had to immediately act and put visitor restrictions. So I limited young kids, because kids aren't that great at washing their hands. Mm-hmm. I limited the visitors and I made sure that any visitor that was in the hospital was not experiencing symptoms of flu. So that's something to look forward is more engaging and more interactive educational signs at Bartlett.
And monitoring these levels around the state is probably important during legislative season, which hits right in the middle of flu season,
right,
where they come in from all over.
Yeah, we're flying back and forth. That's a confined space. You're not more than 3 feet away from somebody. And that's the distance you want to stay, is more than 3 feet away from somebody when they're feeling sick.
That's good news for introverts. Well, that is really great information. Is there any place online where we can read up more about the flu levels in the state,
yeah,
or flu shots or anything else like that?
Our Alaska Department of Health nurses are amazing, and they keep up our DHSS, so Alaska.gov, DHSS. I should have wrote that down, but just Google Department of Health and Human Services for Alaska, and they've got all kinds of information on flu activity in the state of Alaska. Or if you go straight to cdc.gov/flu, there's all kinds of links there. And that's where I go on a weekly basis to find out what activity is happening and actually just to refresh, you know, my educational backbone, I guess, if you will, just make sure I'm saying the right things to people. I brushed up on all this stuff on the CDC before coming here, just so I would make sure to say the right information.
That sounds like a reliable source that we can all access.
Exactly. It's great. Easy to read, too.
Charlie Gribben from Bartlett Regional Hospital. The last thing I want to ask you, since we've had this great interview and this, and you've convinced everyone listening who isn't going to get a flu shot to get one, or reminded everyone who hasn't gotten one yet to go out and get one, where are all the places around town where we can get flu shots?
At the pharmacy. Safeway's got a pharmacy. Fred's has got the pharmacy. Ron's. Call around if you have a special version of the flu shot, because there's multiple mixings, if you will, some with three strains, some with four strains of different flu viruses, and one that's a higher dose for those over 65. I recommend the higher dose for those people. At your local doctor's office, they can give you the flu. At the pediatrician's office, they'll give you the flu vaccine, excuse me.
Not the flu. The flu shot.
Yeah. Stay away from those waiting rooms and wash your hands. But yeah.
That's terrific. Well, thanks again for being here today. Thanks for this terrific information. I know I learned a lot about the flu, and I'm proud to say I passed your quiz.
Yes, you did, with flying colors.
Thank you, Charlie.